Hi friends, this is Ravikant, Ravikant Miriala. Yeah, let us look at Accounting Standard 13, that is Accounting for Investments. The remaining standards audio files are available in my website, that is www.ravikantmiriala.com. Yeah, and even you can use the website for purchasing the books. Please share the files if you feel it is useful to your friends. Yeah, so in the standard, Accounting Standard 13, first of all, the standard, what is investment? What is investment? Investment is an asset, first it says, which is held for, what is the purpose? We wanted to earn income. By income, by what way, sir? Income by way of dividend, by way of rentals, by way of interest, by way of capital appreciation. Okay, yeah, for in many other, these ways, but not held for sale in the ordinary course of business. Okay, but not held for sale in the ordinary course of business. So correctly speaking, an investment, I mean, if I hold the shares or something which is held for sale, is not an investment actually as per the definition. Correct. Even though it does not satisfy Accounting Standard 13 investment definition, still it is supposed to be classified as current investment. That is given, ICAI guidance has been provided on this area. Yeah, next. See, this investment recognition and measurement, if you look at initial recognition and subsequent measurement. Initial, that is at the time of acquisition of investment, how do you record it? At the time of acquisition, we will record the investment always at cost. Remember, my dear, first time when you are purchasing an investment, it should be always at cost, not at fair market value, not at whichever is lower. No. And initially, when you acquire it, that day classification is irrelevant. That day we don't decide whether it is going to be current investment or long term investment. No way required. Okay, right, sir. How many ways to acquire initially? Yeah, initially I can acquire it, right, by paying the cash or credit, or maybe by issuing the shares or other securities, or barter system may also I can purchase it. Yeah, if you are paying cash or credit, then what is your cost? That is the basic price, brokerage charges or commission, correct, any non-refundable taxes, or correct, even registration fees. Suppose it can be a land and building also an investment, correct, because you are purchasing it for the purpose of rentals or capital appreciation purpose. That's why registration expenditure also can come, plus all other expenses which are directly attributable to acquisition is supposed to be part and parcel of cost. Okay, minus any rebate, discount, duty drawback or government grant, all those things can be reduced from it. Yeah, next. If you are issuing the shares, then you are supposed to consider the fair market value of what you gave it. Correct, fair market value, my dear, not face value of the shares or debentures issued. Okay, right. Here it is not whichever is clearly evident. No, they have given only one choice, that is fair market value of the shares or debentures, whatever, any other instruments which are issued to purchase the investment. Next, the third situation is barter system. In case of barter system, the fair market value of what the asset what you gave it, or the fair market value of the asset, that investment what you received, whichever is clearly evident should be taken to record the investment account. Okay, yeah, whichever is clearly evident, that rule is applicable in case of barter system, but not in case of shares or other things issue. Okay, my dear, next. Yeah, what do you do in a subsequent measurement? Subsequent measurement means measurement on the balance sheet date. Yeah, on the balance sheet date, we have to classify the investment into current investment or long-term investment. What do you mean by current investment? To say investment is current, then it has to satisfy two conditions. First condition is it should be readily realizable into cash, means easily convertible into cash. Yeah, second one is, yeah, where the intention to hold is for not more than 12 months. Yeah, under this circumstance, generally student will remember the intention for 12 months, but readily realizable word they will forget. So please take care of that word. Suppose if I say land and building can never be a current investment. Why? Because land and building is not like, it is not readily realizable. You can't sell the land and building whenever you want, like a share or gold or something like that. So it does not satisfy my current investment. The definition, first condition cannot be satisfied. Next, if it is a current investment, It should be measured at cost or FMV, whichever is lower. Remember, cost or FMV, but not cost or NRV. No, NRV word only will be used in accounting standard 2 one place, and in accounting standard 10 when the asset is held for sale. Under that circumstance only NRV will come. Yes, under accounting standard 13 NRV word only not there. Okay, done. Next, long term investment. What is long term investment? Which is not current investment is long term investment. How do you value this, sir? We'll value the long term investment always at cost, original cost minus, if there is any permanent diminution in value, if there is a permanent diminution in value, then you reduce that amount from the cost. Suppose I purchase it for 1000 and there is a reduction in the value by 100 rupees, I am not expecting that it will be recovered in the future. Then I will say 1000 minus 100, 900 rupees will be showed in the book value. That is what book value or carrying amount. Next, when it comes to income from investment, yeah, if it is a pre-acquisition income, post-acquisition income, yeah, if you have received some income that is related to before acquisition period, that is called pre-acquisition income. That should be directly reduced from the cost of investment. Suppose you received pre-acquisition dividend or interest, then you should say cash account debit to investment account, investment in debenture and investment in shares. Post-acquisition income, next concept. Post-acquisition income is income related to a period after 35, after the date of acquisition of the investment. This should be directly transferred to profit and loss statement. It will not be reduced from the cost of investment. Okay, next concept, bonus and right shares. Yeah, if you say bonus shares, as you know, bonus shares are received at free of cost. See, we are the investment holders. We are not the company who is issuing the bonus shares. Correct. So if I receive the bonus shares, that is I have received it at free of cost. I have received it. Yeah, so no journal entry to be recorded. But you have got more number of shares now, that is supposed to be adjusted. Number of shares only are supposed to be increased. Earlier I had 100, now it became 200. Just make the 100 shares into 200 shares. That's all. Nothing else to be done. Yeah, with respect to rights issue. Yeah, rights issue. Okay, right is free. Correct. Right is free. Not right. Right share is not free. Right to purchase, that is called right. Right is freely received from the company. But right share is not free, my dear. It may be received at a discounted price. Yeah, so I mean, when you pay the money to purchase the right share, that is your cost. Yes, generally, as usual, journal entry, investment account debit to cash, whatever the amount you have paid to get the right share. Sometimes what people can do, the rights can be sold to some other party. Yes, right. When you sell it to other party, that party will pay you some money. That money can be directly transferred to profit and loss statement. Because right, you have got it free of cost, and you sold it and you got it money, that is correct. That is directly should be transferred to P&L. There is one more concept called, yeah, if you have purchased the share with come right option and all, that is very rarely applied. You can take it light. Okay, my dear. Yeah, the next point, what do I say? Reclassification of investment. Reclassification means what? That is change in classification. Yeah, change in classification in the sense, from current investment to long-term investment, long-term investment to current investment. Let us look at the first situation. Current investment to long-term investment, you are changing. That your mindset, your intention was changing now. Nothing. On the date of change, you value the current investment at cost or FMV, whichever is lower. Cost or FMV, whichever is lower, whatever is the result, our result will become cost to the long-term investment. That's all. Yeah, sir, if it is long-term investment to current investment, on the date of remeasurement or reclassification, yeah, measure it, long term investment should be measured at cost or book value, whichever is lower. Yeah, cost or book value, whichever is lower. I can tell directly book value, I can tell, because book value cannot be more than the cost actually in case of long term investment. So you can say directly the book value of the long term investment will become the cost to the current investment. Okay, book value of the long-term investment on the date of reclassification will become cost to the current investment from that day onwards. Yeah, one more small point, investment property. What is investment property? Investment property is also an investment. Investment in land and building. Remember, it is investment in land and building. Yeah, investment in land and building. Okay, which is meant for obviously rental purpose or capital appreciation purpose. Yeah, it is obviously and always a long-term investment because it is not readily realizable. Yeah, sir, how do you value it? Yeah, this valuation, like before 2016, it was dealt by Accounting Standard 13, right? After amendment in 2016, it is transferred to Accounting Standard 10. You are supposed to follow cost model. That means investment property, subsequently, you are supposed to measure it at cost minus accumulated depreciation minus accumulated impairment loss. Okay, that is what you are supposed to do. And the last point of the standard is sale of investment. Yeah, sale of investment, what are you supposed to do? You have to determine the profit or loss on sale. That profit or loss on sale should be transferred to P&L account, my dear. It should not go to capital reserve or any other reserve account. Okay, done. Next. Yeah, sir, how do you calculate the profit or loss? Profit or loss means the net sale proceeds. If you had paid any brokerage, then you are supposed to reduce. I mean, whatever the amount you received minus brokerage, that number. Minus, you are supposed to take the average, weighted average number of weighted average of the investment. Weighted average cost only you are supposed to take it, my dear. Actually, correctly speaking, as per the standard, you are not supposed to follow FIFO method, LIFO method. All those concepts are not applicable. But if in examination, if they ask specifically that you follow FIFO method only, then you follow, but mention that as per Accounting Standard 13, in case of investment sale, the cost should be average cost, not at FIFO, LIFO, like that you mention it very clearly. Right? That's it, my dear. This is about Accounting Standard 13. If you like this this audio file, please share it. Let this be helpful to the students, as many as possible. That obviously leads to your blessings from the God, right? Thank you. All the very best.